Thank you for following us in our podcast in castbox.fm. This is Manuel Dominguez, and today is March the 23rd, 2019. We are going to start with our first class, the first episode for this podcast, the Tuffle Club Project. Our topic for today is the five skills to take the TOEFL test. Thanks for following us on the podcast. You can join the class in case you don't have a chance to listen to the class any other day or to come on Saturday morning, so you're not going to miss the lessons. Hopefully you're going to follow us as well on Google Drive, so you can get access to the digital materials that are going to reinforce your learning. With that being said, I just reintroducing myself to the people that are here today. My name is Manuel Dominguez, and I'm currently at the pre-specialization level of a translation and interpretation. We're going to help you with understanding more about the TOEFL and some basic tips that you're going to use to improve your scores in the final test. So first of all, welcome all of you. Thank you for making a great effort to come here this morning. As part of our rules in the course, you have to notify if you're going to be absent through the WhatsApp group. That is no problem. You can take into account the podcast that is going to be available for all of you. And in case you're wondering if we are going to have a break, unfortunately, we are not going to have a break starting the next classes. Why? The TOEFL test has an average duration of 2 hours, so it's quite difficult for most of the students to stand there or to resist or endure all the tests 2 hours without stopping. So I'm pretending you to develop that stamina so you can be prepared for the real exam. So, hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. So we are not going to have a break, so you can develop the stamina for the test. Now, getting in gear and starting with the class, we would like to develop a warm-up with you for our five skills today. We have a million-dollar question that I would like to ask to you. So first of all, how many of you do not want to approve the TOEFL test? Raise your hand. How many of you do not want to approve the TOEFL test? None of you? You sure? How many of you want to approve it? Raise your hand. All of you want to approve the TOEFL test, right? For any reason you may have, you want to approve the test. Okay, very good. So, what do you think are the skills you need to approve the TOEFL? Whenever you want to participate, you raise your hand. I'm going to approach to you with a microphone so we can record the class with your voice, okay? So, what are the skills you think you need to approve the TOEFL test? Yes, Lisandro, I'm going to approach to you.
Listening, writing, and reading, those are the primary skills that you need to know for doing the TOEFL.
Very good. Thank you, Lisandro. Can you write those on this side of the board, please, so we can have a brainstorm, so we can start warming up the class? What other skills do you think that you need to approve the TOEFL test? Yeah, what you just told me there, you write it. Any other skill? There are more ladies than gentlemen here, so I'm expecting a valiant girl to take up the lead, to take the lead. What other skills do you think you need for the TOEFL test? It's okay to make mistakes. It's only a brainstorm. Thank you, Lisandro. No idea? You have an idea, right?
So I think that the most important is listening comprehension, the structure, and reading, because the TOEFL test you have to put into practice all the things that you know.
Thank you. Can you pass to the front, please, so you can write those ideas? Remember, we are exploring your previous knowledge. Any other lady or gentleman, valiant person that is passing in front to share the skills you think you need to take the TOEFL test? No ideas? Nothing at all. No problem. So basically, you're proposing to me that we need listening, structured reading. Thank you, Jesse. So yes, that's true. We need those skills so we can improve our performance to beat the TOEFL test. But there are some other skills that we need that are not so related to the language. We need to clarify or to understand that not because you know English or you can speak English, you will succeed in the TOEFL test. Why? Because the TOEFL is related to academic topics or to specific skills that you need to manage in order to approve the test. So, it is not the same that you know Spanish and that you take the CEFR Spanish test, the C2 level, because you're going to fail the test. Why? Because there are some skills you need to know, regardless that you are a native speaker of the Spanish language. So, there are some other skills you need to know to approve the TOEFL, and we're going to present you in a graph now. So, let me show you here this mind map. So, for the TOEFL, you need five skills that are not related to the language. Based on my experience, I found this. And I'm going to explain each one of those to you so you can have a better understanding. Later on, we're going to perform an activity. So, hi, welcome to the TOEFL Club. So, why do we have five? Concentration, speed, accuracy, stamina, and technique. First of all, the concentration. When you are facing the TOEFL for the first time, you're going to feel overwhelmed because you have suspended that TOEFL test center for around 2 up to 3 hours, which is really demanding. So your concentration is going to be affected because you are tired, or probably you didn't sleep well the previous night, or you are too anxious or nervous because of the test. So you need to stay focused on what you're going to do. So the first skill you need is concentration. That's gonna help you to focus your attention on the area that you're gonna deal with, the questions, and also to apply the skills you're gonna learn throughout the course. It is not only the skill that is gonna make you to succeed, but this kind of soft skills you need to add. So concentration is the first one. The second one is the speed. I still remember a good and beloved friend, Philander, who told me that he failed the test the first time because he didn't know that the answer sheet is a little thicker than a regular paper. I'm going to deliver one of those answer sheets at the end of the class so you can notice the difference. This one is like a photocopy, but the real one is thicker in the surface. So it is difficult for a test taker to fill in the circles. That is reducing your speed, and as a consequence, you cannot concentrate better in the listening part because you have only 10 seconds to answer each one of the listening exercises. So if you cannot speed up your hand to fill out the circle, that's going to affect your performance. Also, when you are working with the structure section, you have to be really fast. Why? Because you have only 25 minutes to work in that section. If you're not really sure about your grammar knowledge, or if you don't know the techniques to deal with those exercises, you're going to spend or waste your time, and that's going to affect your performance as well. Finally, in reading, if you cannot apply correct techniques to read fast or to skim and scan the passage, that is going to affect your performance as well, because this is a time test. So the faster you are, the better. But if you are fast but not accurate, you're going to fail as well. So the third skill you need is accuracy. You have to be fast, but also you need enough precision to answer correctly. It's like shooting on a video game. How many of you have played Call of Duty or shooting games, paintball, or you play any sport? Something you have to shoot or do something? Or do you remember those memes about your mom's chancleta, right? That she has to be fast and accurate. Or that video that there is a girl running and her mom is throwing the chancleta, right? And that is flying on the sky and then it's hitting the girl. So she was fast and accurate. The same for the temple. Regardless if you are speed, if you are fast or you have a speed, but if you have accuracy, if you don't know what is the correct answer, you are going to fail. How we are going to improve that? Of course, studying English a lot and learning different techniques. Later on, we are going to learn that there are two other complementary skills that you are going to manage, or methods that are going to allow you to answer correctly, especially the structure and written expression part. We have two methods that we are going to learn later on. And those are related to your intuition and your rational thinking. So it's the intuitive method and the analytic method. Most of the time we are trained only in the analytic method because that's what we usually learn in the university. But if you are able to develop enough analytic skills, then you will be able to jump to the other level or to reach the other level, which is the intuition. And that's going to help you a lot. But that's for the next class. Later, we have stamina. Before the class, we were talking with Jackie about the serious problem she faced when taking the real TOEFL test because we had a split of the class. Can you share with us what happened to you in that day so you can realize the situation?
I have problem because I feel nervous, and in one moment I feel that I don't have a concentration, and
you felt tired, didn't you?
Yes, I feel tired, and I don't want to finish the test.
You wanted to leave the test as it was and stop it, right?
Yes.
And thank you, Jackie. And that was because when we were taking evaluation strategies, the class was dividing the exam. When we were taking the midterm exam, we were having the listening and instructor section on Tuesday and the reading section until Thursday. So unfortunately, we were not able to develop or train our stamina so we can endure being like 2 or 3 hours without stopping to resolve a test. So that's why you're going to have to perform a lot of practice at home and in here so you can be prepared for the D-Day. So for the ones that are just coming, thank you for joining us. Just explaining you again that we are not going to have any breaks or stops in between because I want you to develop a stamina. The test is 2 hours approximately, so if we train here to be without stopping, so we're going to develop enough stamina to take the test. And that is not only related to your body. It's also related to your mind. So that implies that you need to sleep well the night before. You have to have a light breakfast, and then you come to take the test, and you're prepared. But by developing your stamina, you reach even higher levels. And the final skill is technique, or what I call technique. Why? Because you can have concentration, you can be fast, you can be accurate, you can have a stamina, but if you don't have the skill or the trick to take the test, it won't be possible for you to achieve the test. So it is important to combine all those soft skills with the skills the books are presenting us that are related to how to listen to the audience, how to develop an understanding of idiomatic expressions or slang, or to understand the structure of a written passage so we can solve it quickly. And maybe the most difficult part for most of you is to deal with the structure, which is kind of tricky. And we're going to develop all our techniques in that area. Before I continue with the next part, do you have any questions so far? Everything is crystal clear, isn't it? Good. So, hi, welcome. So, before we continue with going deep with the TOEFL, I would like to ask you as well if you read the TOEFL study program. I sent you a file to our WhatsApp group that was named the TOEFL Club Study Program. Did you read that file? More or less. What can you remember about the file, Selena?
Okay. What I remember is was like try to be focused on what you wanted to achieve. Like work a little more on the specific areas that you really need instead of like wasting your time in other areas that you already managed, but somehow you haven't identified that you really managed those areas. So try to focus a little more in those gaps that you need to work on.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Leima. Yes, that's actually the method we're going to follow. We are not going to go by the book or by following the exact order of the skills, like skill one, skill two, in each one of the areas. We're going to focus only on your needs. But I'm not sure if any one of you can remember the exact name of the methodology we're going to use for developing this course based on the study program. Well, you can join us as a listener, however the inscriptions are closed, but I'm going to give like a special announcement at the end of the class for all the people that weren't able to join the fire, okay? So no problem. So, any of you remember the methodology we're going to develop? Don't tell me you didn't have time to read the program. Okay. I'm going to emphasize on this because it's important that you realize the method. Okay, we're going to work with the Q&A methodology. Why? Because I'm going to do that 10% of the effort and you're going to do the 90% of the effort. Why? The TOEFL test is tough. And for those that you have already taken it, you know it's difficult. So I didn't want to scare you or to block your mind towards the TOEFL, but to prepare you to be tough yourself first. So, why am I choosing this methodology? First, you are engaged with the course. You're going to study at home, and you're going to prepare yourself to bring questions to the class. Second, we are going to explore your own needs, as Suleyman explained, that are related to what you need to be answered or the skills or areas you feel weakened and that you need to increase in order to improve your scores. The most difficult part for a student is not approving the TOEFL or not achieving the passing score just because of 1 point or 5 points. That's really, really horrible. So, what we want to do is to focus only on what you need so we can give you the chances. That's why I'm going to ask for your effort to perform your best at home and then bring your doubts to the class. So we're going to understand what you need. Yes, Salima, you have a question? Yes.
When you said to all of us, we have different issues.
Mm-hmm.
So, what exactly do you mean to prepare better at home, related to the material, or like try to incorporate new habits that most of us don't really have?
Yes, excellent question, Suleyma. Well, when I'm talking about preparing at home, I mean that we're going to use the digital material that I've talked so far a lot, which is notated in here. Let's see. Yes, we're going to do the file transferring. And that is the TOEFL Heinemann preparation course, that is a digital version, that is going to help you to perform a diagnostic test at home. That's going to be your next homework. And let me right here. What are you going to do? So it's Hyman's diagnostic test. And that is giving you a personal plan. In your flash drive, you're going to see that there is a folder that says Hyman TOEFL preparation. I'm going to send you tonight the instructions through our WhatsApp group so you can read step by step how to install the program and run the CD image so you can have access to that research. The idea is that you take that diagnostic test and at the end you take a screenshot of your scores and send it to my email. Based on the results you get on the diagnostic test, the program is going to design a personal plan based on your areas of opportunity. That means you're not going to review all the skills and you're going to save time. As a result, you're going to focus on what you need to work on, following the path that the program is going to show you, and while working at home, most likely you're going to find some difficulties or some questions that you might not understand on your own. Those questions are the ones that you're going to bring here so we can work with this methodology. You're going to ask, you know, I was working on this and I didn't understand, or I got this question wrong on a practice test that I was doing, so I would like to be clarified. Besides the personal plan, the program includes two practice tests that you can take at home. That is already included in the listening part, the structure, that's even having a timer for yourself, and the reading. In the end, it's showing you the results so you can see how much you have progressed. So we're going to follow the same strategy here so you can learn in a better way. On top of that, the exams, the achievement tests that we're going to have in class are going to be resolved so you can identify which are your areas of opportunity. That means we are not going to give you the answers and you're going to see the points and that's it. I'm going to try to resolve with you the test so you can identify where was your mistake. So based on the mistake, you're going to see, okay, I did this wrong on the previous test, so I'm going to see a similar question in the next test. So I'm going to avoid the mistake, so I'm going to get the point correct. As a consequence, you're going to increase the scores. Okay? So that's why I'm explaining that the effort is going to be moved on your side, because you need to be really engaged with this. How many of you have already graduated and are the pre? How many of you are taking the pre now? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many of you need the TOEFL to be graduated this year or next year? Most of you. How many of you are still in the major taking the courses and preparing for the D-Day? You as well, right? You are not in the pre-specialization, you're not graduated, but you want to prepare in advance. So that's good. So we are going to work till July the 27th. So you can be prepared for at least 4 months working intensively based on your own needs. I'm not sure if there is any question at this point. Nope. Okay, yes, Mario. Sorry, need to get closer with the microphone. Can you repeat the question, please?
If you are going to send us information through internet or cell phone, that kind of assignments are going to be complete TOEFL test?
Good question. Yes. Well, being honest with you, I decided to close the inscription process on last week, if I'm not wrong, because I was explaining most of the people here that we need to have a reduced number of students. Why? Because if we have this classroom full, I'm not going to be able to give you a personalized attention because we don't want to have the regular courses we have in the university. So For the ones that already subscribed on Rolling the Curse, they have already received the material. For the ones that were not able to join us, they will receive the information through Google Drive digitally, so you can download it. And that's why we are recording this, because there's a lot of people that is interested that are interested in the curse, and they are not able to come because of their schedules or because any other reason. So for these people, I'm gonna create a podcast that you're gonna be able to find, Castbox Podcast. That is, let me write it here, Castbox.fm. You create an account, and using your email or Facebook account, and once you are there, you click on the magnifying glass icon to search for the club, and type the Tafel Club. You're going to be able to find more or less the same icon we have for the promotion that I'm showing you here, that was published on social networks, on Facebook. So once you're in the website and castbox.fm and look for the podcast, you're going to be able to see this. You click on subscribe and you're going to be able to listen to this first episode online. So in case you cannot come, or in case you were not able to enroll in the course on time, you can follow us virtually, so you can listen to the class, listen to your classmates' questions and answers, and work on your own with preparation materials, so you can be ready for the TOEFL test. Now, before continuing with more news, I would like you to make groups or pairs as you like, and discuss with your partner or team the five skills. What you remember, what you understand about those skills. It will be really useful for the people that are just coming, so you can share your knowledge with other people. So that's going to help you to reinforce what you have learned in the class. I'm going to give you more or less 5 minutes so you can share the information, five up to 10 minutes, and then we continue with the final part of the class, okay? So you have now 10 minutes to work in pairs, trios, or groups of five, as you wish, so you can discuss the techniques and what you remember, okay? Yes, so this is your time now.
I don't understand. You mentioned that Castbox. What is this?
It's a website in which you can create a podcast. So once you create your account, you will be able to access to like radio programs, and that's gonna allow you to listen to the class in an audio format. Yeah. So you can listen to the questions. You can listen to what we discuss. Castbox. I'm gonna share with you that information then on the WhatsApp group and publish it on Facebook as well, so people can join, because this stuff is not working properly on browsers, if it's for mobile phones or mobile devices, because it is forcing you to use the application.
And this is a website.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like podcasts. I'm not sure if you have listened to a podcast like Podbean, or if you joined to a BBC News podcast like that, or VOA News podcast as well. So you click like a menu, and then you listen to different audio files. So that's going to allow you to listen to the class we are recording. So yeah, I'm going to explain later on about those details one more time, just in case there are doubts. Welcome. Are you done with the discussion now? Or you need more time? 5 more minutes? Or are you done? Is okay? Good. So, based on your discussion, what is your feedback or what can you comment about the skills we have discussed so far in the class, just to make a conclusion? Yes. 1 second. Let me get approach to you so you can give us a feedback.
Yes. For me, a special is concentration, because you have to avoid to be distracted while you are taking the TOEFL test.
Okay.
Because you can lose the path if you be distracted.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary. Anyone else that wants to share a feedback or a comment about the skills? No? Okay. Just then, going back to the final part of our agenda. Restating. The class is now recorded or being recorded, so for those that are going to follow us online, either because you weren't able to get a description on time or because you are not able to join us because of your schedule, or even for those that are enrolled in the course and cannot come because of your work schedule or because of any other reason, you can follow us on castbox.fm. You create your account and look for the TOEFL Club that's going to have the same icon that appeared in social networks promoting this activity. So you can listen to the class, take notes on your own, listen to the answers and questions, and based on that info, follow your own process at home using the materials. So that's going to be a good advantage for all of us now using the new technologies we have. I remember that I had collected some flash drives last week. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to remember all of you's names, but I really appreciate those that marked your flash drives with the your name. Thank you for the people that have the chance. I know that most of you are busy, so let's see if we have all of them in here. Okay. I guess I'm able to remember all. Okay, this is staying with me. Okay, so I'm going to start with those that are already identified. Claudia, you have here yours? Okay, where is the other one? Is Karen Ortiz, okay, thank you. Then I remember that one with the yellow bag is Suleymas, right? That you had bought that one. And I guess this is Porto one is Lisandros, if I'm not mistaken. You can check it, because I'm not sure you guys why you are so fond of this model. I guess this is Karen's, right? I'm sure this is yours, the portable one. Good. And I am here, 3 more, make sure this is yours, okay, good, and this is your right, that was in yesterday, so you already have the materials, and make sure if Flor de Maria is here today with us, no, okay, so unfortunately she's going to have to claim it next Saturday. So you will see there the materials. Make sure tonight or around 2 p.m. I'm going to share with you a file with the instructions that you have to follow to install the program, because you have a homework. Once you install the program of IMENS, you complete the diagnostic test and send it to my email the screenshot of your score. So I'm going to write there the... on an Excel file, your first score, so we can start comparing your progress. So every single test we have, I'm going to record that so you can be aware of how well you're progressing. The limit for delivering or sending that screenshot is going to be March the 30th, that is next Saturday. going to work here. Write homework deadline March the 30th. Remember, the study program includes a calendar of our activities so you can follow it up and complete those assignments. So by then, if you can do it before that and send it before, it will be great, because we can start working on your questions or doubts that you need to be clarified. That's going to help you a lot. And you also have audio for Longman's software preparation course included, and some other books that we're going to use to have our achievement test in class. I had counted approximately 26 people, so today I'm going to... Hi, Yami. We are going to have these papers for all those that were inscribed. In your case, it is a special situation area. It's not that I'm not wanting you to come here, but because if I'm keeping increasing the number of people in the live session, it won't be possible for me to give you personalized attention. However, I'm going to try to create a group in WhatsApp for the people that's going to follow us virtually, so you can send your questions there, and I can work with you in a more one-by-one way, so you can have also receive attention, or if you have a question, most likely some other classmates are going to have the same question, so we can help, let's say, 5 or 10 people at the same time. As I told you, if we keep on increasing the number, the room is going to get full, and I'm going to be able to give attention to everybody. But if we can split up the format of the class, it will be beneficial for everyone, because the people involved here is going to receive attention, as well as you that are going to follow us virtually. So you can also have the chance for learning, okay? So just because of the exception today, you're going to receive one of these papers. So in case you know more people that is not able to come, you can share with them this. So I'm going to give only one copy per person, so you can reproduce it. And then I'm going to talk about a little bit of the photocopies we're going to use. So. Between $200 up to $300 in a couple of words. Right, Amy? Right, Amy? So, it is quite hard if you want to go to another place to get a goal in a hurt and finish. And probably you're not going to be so satisfied at all, because you're investing too much money and time. So, the opportunity here is for you to take advantage of social service project the university is giving to you to support you in your learning process. Now, in regards to the photocopy, I told you and I promised you that the course has no cost for the student, and been specific regarding the inscription and monthly fee. And I keep my word, this is totally free. What you are going to invest is in your personal copy. Specifically for those, you can use those answer sheets for the Longman's diagnostic test and the sample test that is included already, so you can train how to fill out the forms. You will also find a folder that's named additional materials, and there's a folder that says the test taker handbook that explains you how to fill out the form. The ones that already took the class, you know how to do it. But for the ones that is new, you can follow the handbook so you can fill out the form and practice at home like if you're taking the real test. So you play the audio and you start filling in the blanks and you time yourself. And for that live test or achievement test we're going to have, the first one is on May the 4th, Star Wars Day, by the way. We are going to ask you to... I spent a little bit of money. I'm going to make a calculation first for the booklet. And you invest in your copies. If you make, 30 copies of that paper, it's going to be like 60 cents. for the other one, for the booklet and the brochure, so I have to make the calculations. So you can have the booklet along with the answer sheet, so for the test day, you can practice. Those are going to be taken mostly from Bruce Rogers' books, so for the ones that are going to be following us virtually, you can select the folder, Bruce Rogers Materials. You're going to open up the book, look for the practice materials, and you're going to see there that you have the listening for test 1, 2, and 3. Follow them in that order, and if you can approach one of your classmates here in the live sessions, you can ask for the TOEFL ICP answer sheet samples, so you can get a copy and practice at home as well. So that's going to help you a lot. So I'm going to bring you the calculations later on about the cost for the booklet, so we can practice the test. It's going to be really serious, so you can practice it in real context for that. For installing the program, the instructions are going to be sent through WhatsApp group. And for the rest of the community, the CastBox link is going to be posted on my social network, Facebook specifically. So you can look for me on Facebook as Manu Andres. My account is public, so you can have access to the digital resources and spread the news for everyone that is following us in CastBox.fm. Any questions so far at this point? No? Okay. Yes, Lisandro.
And the test that we are going to do, for the one that we are going to take the screenshot, the structure to answer the multiple choice questions and things like that will be in the same test, in the virtually, I could say.
Thank you, Lisandro. That's a really good question. Yes, actually, Pymes program is giving you the chance to mark the answers on the very program. So it's going to give you like a timer that says like there's a, like a cartoon that's asking you to go on to the next part or go on to the next section. And you will see a timer that's like a green bar that is disappearing when the time is running. So you click on the answers there. Once you're done, automatically the scores are going to pop up, so you can take the screenshot. So you don't have to use that one. That paper is going to be useful for the achievement test in class, for the people practicing virtually, and for yourself if you want to practice with the Longmind TOEFL test practice and Barrett TOEFL test. We're going to follow those as well here, but if you want to take advantage of those, you can do it at home using that paper. Okay? No more questions? Everything's clear? Crystal clear. Or hasta el guate clear. No, crystal clear, right? Okay, very good. So on my behalf, that'll be all for our first episode, the 5 skills to take the TOEFL test. Bringing a little summary, we discussed about the 5 skills that you have to manage besides listening comprehension, structure and written expression, and reading comprehension. The 5 skills are concentration to stay focused on the test, the speed that you need to be fast at the moment of taking this section of the test, accuracy, that is increasing your chances to get a good score, and compensating the speed you need to have, the stamina that you have to develop, not only physically but mentally, to take the challenge of 2 up to 3 hours to answer the test, and the technique that we're going to learn throughout the skills we're going to study on the course so we can take and beat the TOEFL test. So that was the first episode for the TOEFL Cup project. Thank you very much for joining us virtually and on our live classes. Next episode is coming on March the 30th, Saturday, from 9 to 11 a.m. Thank you very much.